A Broadway show opening tonight meshes modern choreography with a very old story.
Pippin is the coming-of-age story of a young prince. The son of Emperor Charlemagne, who ruled much of Europe in the Middle Ages, in the musical, Pippin embarks on an adventure aided by a troupe of performers as he encounters love and war.
This story was extravagantly told in a smash hit musical in the 1970s. Now its first revival is set in a circus with real circus performers. Jeff London reports.
When Pippin opened in 1972, it was a sensation. Directed and choreographed by Bob Fosse, straight off his Academy Award-winning film version of Cabaret, it was a showbiz triumph of jazz hands, sexy dancing, and theatrical magic.
Join us, leave your field to flower. Join us, leave your cheese to sour. Join us.
It was also the Broadway debut of 24-year-old songwriter Stephen Schwartz, who's better known these days for his score for Wicked. He had written a version of Pippin about the son of medieval Emperor Charlemagne as a college musical. Schwartz says behind the Fosse razzmatazz, the show had a real 1960s vibe.
Sort of dealing with contemporary issues that kids such as myself were going through at that time, the Vietnam War and the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and don't trust anyone over 30, and all those sorts of issues.
Rivers belong where they can ramble, eagles belong where they can fly.
The new production of Pippin is directed by Diane Paulus, who helmed Tony Award-winning revivals of Hair and Porgy and Bess. She saw Pippin three times as a kid growing up in New York City, and says the episodic tale of a young person trying to find his place in life really resonated for her.
There's something about the show that is not just an entertainment. It's actually touching some very deep questions of the choices we make and those consequences. But for me, the real story of Pippin is you have to live life. You can't take a back seat and deliberate. You actually have to be literally through the fire to understand what life is really about.
While Paulus has kept some aspects of the original Fosse staging and choreography, which used a touring theatrical troupe to tell Pippin's story, she decided to turn that troupe into a circus.
I got very excited about this idea of circus and the metaphor of circus and the whole mystery of when a circus comes to town and pitches a tent on the outskirts and you're invited into a world that is kind of forbidden and dangerous and seductive. And all of those actions made sense for me in terms of the script of Pippin.
Paulus enlisted Gypsy Snyder of the Montreal-based circus troupe Seven Fingers to develop acrobatic elements for the show. Snyder chose seven circus performers to appear in Pippin, but the rest of the cast is made up of Broadway dancers and actors.
And I'm very happy with the seven circus performers that I have, but what I'm also really happy about was I got to really challenge myself into teaching my form of circus to people who had never even really been upside down before in their lives.
One of those newly upside down performers is Patina Miller, the Tony-nominated actress who plays the leading player, kind of the ringmaster of the story in this version.
I trained for the trapeze. And I've been hula hooping a lot, but I've never moved in hula hoop.
Miller hangs from a trapeze in the opening number and hula hoops across the stage, singing and dancing in simple joys.
And wouldn't you rather be a left hand flea, a crab on the slab at the bottom of the sea, a new torn a root of the banyan tree, than a man who never learns how to be free, not till the day he dies.
Every one of the actors has been trained in circus skills. Andrea Martin, the former SCTV star and comic actress, does a show-stopping act, which I won't give away. But it truly is death-defying, says Gypsy Snyder.
Circus is dangerous. You push physical limits, and it never gets undangerous. But when you have a 67-year-old woman, incredible performer, just saying, I want to go out there and do this. I want to make this happen. And I am responsible for this. You really have to train methodically, and you have to be diligent and really calculate what moves are going to work for her body.
Songwriter Stephen Schwartz admits that when director Diane Paulus first approached him with the circus idea, he was skeptical.
I didn't really understand what she was driving at particularly. I thought, well, you know, what's the difference? So somebody will be on a trapeze. And I didn't quite understand how theatrical this could become and how exciting.
Pippin opens at the Music Box Theater on Broadway tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.